The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Omar Shmuel said, "Hai man de achzik burak sod nahara." There was a piece of karka which was next to the riverbank, which people happened to use as a loading ground for the boats, taking schara on or off. People used the land for a good purpose. And this person came along, it was machzik burak sod nahara. He said, "This land is being not used, it's a hefka land, I'll get machzik on it." And he builds a house there, or let's see, plows the field. Chatzifa havi. It's a chutzpah. You've taken a place which the public was using. It's a chutzpah to do that. Obasluki loy misalkian lay. But we can't kick you off. Lamai said the rabbim have no koyach and base. There's no tiny momenos on the karka. The land, he was zoich in the land. It's a chutzpah to do such a thing. But Lamai said, practically speaking, we're not in a position to dismiss him, to throw him out of the land. Amar Yud Amar Rav, a similar story. Hai man da achzik beini achu beini shutfi. It could be a situation where you have three karkois, karka aleph, karka beis, and karka gimel, and Reuven owns karka aleph, and he has a brother or a shutf, Shimon, who owns karka gimel, and karka beis is for sale. Rashi explains it was a tax sale. The government was selling it. Sade Hamedes Likach Betatsko. It was a selling sold for a tax sale. We saw the Shnei Achim Smuchin Lo Mikan U Mikan, and you have the sodas of two brothers on either side. Again, the same halacha. He says, "Hai man da achzik ben yach ben yeshutvi chatzifa havi." It's a chutzpah to do such a thing. Obesluki lo mesalkin le. But again, you bought the karka, illegal sale. We cannot throw you out. It's a chutzpah. Why misal kinanli? Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman argues, says, "Nam misal kinan." We also throw you out. In such a case, ben achi ben yishutvi. That's really more personal. Zog Rav Nachman, we can throw you out. Obu ve'im yishum dina de bar metzah loy misal kinanli. But in regarding dina bar metzah, that we can't throw you out, just because Reuven is next to the field, has Sada Aleph. Sada Gimel was relevant. I want to buy Sada Beis next door. Zogt Nachman, no bar mitzvah. You have no time. If he buys the field, the Lekeach buys the field once it's bought already, the Lekeach keeps the Sada. He can stay on it. Too bad on Reuven. Nahadoi Omri, but the Nahadoi say no. Afilu Mishum Dina de bar mitzvah Mesal Kinanei. They say, no, as bar mitzvah, the person who's a neighbor, can kick off the lekeach. A lekeach comes, someone, a buyer comes from outside, wants to buy a field, sode base, and I grab the own sode aleph, I happen to own the field next door, I have a zechus to kick off that lekeach. He's coming next door to me. Mishum shenema, because the pasuk says v'asisa hayosher v'atoy v'be'enei Hashem, because a person has to do yosher and toy, be straight, be glad, be good. Rashi explains what's v'asisa hayosher v'atoy. Davashi aton nechzer kolkach, something which is not a loss for you. You are lekeach. You want to buy a sode. You're looking to invest in a property, a place maybe to build your business. So, Timotzei Karkois B'Makom Acher. You could go and buy a karka sada base. It's true. This one you want to buy. You have your eye on it. But you could also buy a sada somewhere else, a piece of property in a different location. Buy over there. To you, you're investing. You're coming from outside. There's not much difference in this sada or another sada in a different area. But for the person who owns sada aleph, you matriach al ben ametzer, liyos nechasa chalukim. But if I own Sada Aleph and I'm also looking to invest, so we have two people. We have Reuven, is Sada Aleph, wants to invest, and Shimon, who lives in a different part of town, wants to invest in a piece of karka. They both focus on this piece of karka, Sada Beis. Zog the posuk v'asisa hayosh rabatoik. You Shimon, you want to lekech, you want to buy this property. Nisal kinle will throw you off. Why? V'asisa hayosh rabatoik. Because you have a mitzvah to be good, to do the correct thing. The correct thing is Reuven, who owns Sada Aleph, will have a big hano, a very big benefit by having his two sodas next to each other. You won't have a benefit because there's not much nafkamina if it's this sode or a sode in a different location. This is the halacha of dinei de bar mitzvah. The Gemara on the Amud Beis brings down the following shaila. Hani arba b'nei mitzrani. Let's say there were four bar mitzvahs. You have a sode in the middle, and there's sodas in the north, there's a sode in the east, the south and the west. The four bar mitzvahs, all four of them called him chad minai, who one of the four came first, the zovin, and he bought it. The one in the north, let's say, came first, he bought the sada, zvine, he keeps the sada, he's a bar mitzvah, he has a zechus, he now has his sada, which is, let's say, the north sada, and it's now next to the sod in the middle. He has bar mitzvah. Two sods next to each other. Beautiful. Gewaldig. The person outside, whoever he was, Yoshev HaTov, now I have a sod. Wonderful. Two sods next to each other. The ikulu of Subah HaDehadodi. But that's if one came by himself. Let's say all four neighbors came. The north, the south, the east, and the west came together, and they all want to buy this field in the middle that's for sale. Who gets it? Zog the Gemara. Palgi lo bekarnezol. You split it. Karnezol. Each one gets a quarter. You make X in the middle of the sode and divide it that way. So the soft one, the one on the north, gets a triangle next to him. And the one on the south gets the triangle next to him. And the Mizrach and Maariv, the east and west, they also get triangles and make an X in the middle of the sode. And that's how you divide the sode in the field. This halacha is brought down in the Rambam. In the Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Hei, says the Rambam, Hayu b'nei meitzer rabim, there's many bar mitzvahs, kulam zoichim b'zul hasodeh, they're all zoichim hasodeh hanim keres, v'hi b'neim lefi minyorim, you split it according to their number. B'noisim in ha'domim, lekeach, there's a lekeach, someone bought the field in the middle, the stranger came by the field, you give him the money, he's removed from the field, and the sada is now split lefi minyanim according to the number of neighbors there are. Zog the Rambam, what's the story? We're talking a case again where a stranger came and bought the karka. These four people are coming to the stranger and saying, we want the sada. You stranger, you're a fremder, you have no reason to want the sada. Us, you've a mitzvah to give it to us because we get a big benefit from it. So therefore the stranger has this mitzvah. So very good, we'll throw the stranger out, he gets the money, the neighbors get the field. Wonderful. This is a Shittas HaRambam. However, we find this Shittas HaRambam is brought down in the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Ayin Hei, B'Shem Tomi de Rajbo. And the Rajbo says a different Mahalach in the Gemara. He says, Ikud Mefarashid Od Osel Mizun Milekeach. Some, before Hashem puts the Rambam, so we're talking over here about Alekeach, Aval Osel Mizun Mimoicher, but let's say the four Mitzrayim came direct to the Moicher. There was no friend or no outside person coming to buy the sode. There's a for sale sign went up, and the north, south, east, and west all came running to the moicher, says, we want the sode. So he says, Iboy mizunolu kula lechad, to moicher lav vara vasisa yashva toivu. He says, like the Rambam, who explains the Gemara talking about a lekeach, If there's no loikeach, there's no middleman, then the moicher can sell to whoever he wants to. The moicher has no mitzvah v'asis ha-yoshev ha-toiv. V'asis ha-yoshev ha-toiv, doing good, is the choira similarly adinan al-loikeach. Why are you buying here, buy somewhere else? But a moicher straight to the four bar mitzvahs, to the four people who are buying it, he has no asis ha-yoshev ha-toiv. So therefore, the choira, he could do what he wants with it. So therefore, that's why the Rambam says it's talking about Alikeach. V'lo nihira, says the Rashba. El afilu kida osu l'mizvi mi moicher. Even if you come to the moicher as direct, mi boile le flugi, you have to split it up this way. V'lo l'lizvin chal minayu, kula l'navshei, and one of them cannot buy the entire soda for himself. So he says why. Kiven the osu bade hadodi, since all four are coming together, zochu bo kulu, they're all zoiche together in the sod, in the bar mitzvah sheboy, in being our neighbors, since they're all zoiche together, therefore I can say, split it can as well, you make an X and you split it. V'kasha, but l'chayra, the kasha blived. The Talmidei Rashba said, l'chayra, I need a lekeach in the middle. V'asisa yoshev ha-toiv comes from a lekeach. Without a lekeach in the middle, meheche teisa, this should be a din of bar mitzvah. I don't have v'asisa yoshev ha-toiv. How do we answer the kasha of the Talmidei Rashba to explain how you can learn our Gemara without a lekeach in the middle? There's another case brought down by the Mefarshim. The Mechaber mentioned it. Also in Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, Sif Yud Alf. V'im choya chamisha mitzronim. What do you do in a situation where there are five bar mitzvahs? Five? How can that be? Kegoyim, for example, shoyu sholosh mishalosh uchoysav. North, south, and east, owned by three people. U'bruach Hashem, but on the west side, shnayim. Two people share a border on the western side. So there are five neighbors. So how do we split it? We now have five neighbors on this field, and each one wants to buy it. Aus bar mitzvah. So we already saw in the Rambam, said, Mitzrayim come. He said, l'fi minyonam, according to the number of neighbors there are, that's how you split it up. The Mechaber passes differently. The Mechaber says, Oysam hashnayim chashuvim ke'echod. The two on the west side, they're like one person only. V'noitlin bein shneihem chelek echod. They only take one portion. Ke'echod me'achalokim shenoitlin hashloisha. You make the same exog, the Mechaber. North, east, and south all take their triangle. There's one triangle left. Kaka, that Reuven and that the two people on the western side, they have to split it. They do not get a whole fifth of the sod each. They only take a quarter and split it. They each get an eighth. And the other people on the three sides get a quarter each. What is the Hezbron? Why should that be? We know there's a halacha that, let's say, you have four bar mitzvahs or five bar mitzvahs or ten bar mitzvahs, let's say. And one is a very small chelik. Only bar mitzvah, let's say his field only borders the field for sale for a very small amount. Let's say a few feet, only like 10 feet. And the neighbor on the other side, who has a whole side, he has half a mile of field neighbors. So he has 10 feet neighboring sodah, because his sodah is aligned differently. The sodah on the other side, let's say on the eastern side, the whole border of the field borders the field for sale. But Kodam, but he was there first, the one on the western side with a 10 feet border, he is there first. Kodam v'zocha, he gets the whole soda. Why? Because bar mitzvah is not dependent on how much linear border you have. If you're a shochen, if you're a board, if you're a bar mitzvah with the field for sale, you have a zechus of bar mitzvah. And if you buy the soda, you can say, I bought the soda, I'm a bar mitzvah. And the person on the other side who wants to kick me off, what's his taina? Why is he kicking me off? Vasisa yoshev ha-toiv? You kick off Alekeach with Vasisa Yashava Toiv. Hey, wait a second. I do border the Sodeh. I have a 10-foot border. Your border may be much more than 10 feet, many, many times greater. But I have a border with this Sodeh. I'm next to it. For me, you can't tell me go and buy somewhere else in a different location. I want my Sodehs next to each other. For me, there's a big handoff to be together. So therefore, a Vasisa Yashar Vatoiv cannot expel a bar mitzvah cotton, a small bar mitzvah, to a bar mitzvah godel. If they come together, we already saw it could be a machloikis between the Rambam and the Mechaber, who's bringing down the Shittas Baal Itur and others. Or by Al Kopon, certainly bar mitzvah cotton is koidim first, the Kuli Alma, he gets the Sodeh. With this Shittas Baal Itur, Reb Chaim and Stencil answers the kasher, how could it be a mitzvah by a moicher? Zog Reb Chaim, Avada the pashtas when a lekeach buys the sode, then luchayra that did lekeach has a mitzvah v'sisal yosher v'hatoiv. Lekeach has that mitzvah; it's a mitzvah on him. Avada the more mitzvahing there are, each one has a he has a shibud, he has an obligation to do a din v'sisal yosher v'hatoiv to all the neighbors. And even if two are on one side, I don't care. They all get a mufi minyonim, they all take the same cheshbon, they all take the same size chedek. That's how you split the field. But, however, if I say that no, the karnazol, you use the karnazol formula, even in a case where they're two on one side, that means on the west side they're taking 1/8 each only, how can that be? Zol there, because it's not a din. Mitzronis isn't a din. Lekeach has that. It's a din in what happens when a field is sold. Thus haste. The Torah is concerned when a field is sold. What's the best thing that can happen to this field? The process of selling. We want it sold in the best possible way. Avada, the bar mitzvah should get it. The neighbors should get it. But it's not a din Lekeach has a chiyuv to do it. But the field mitzad, the field itself, a field being sold has to go to the nearest neighbor. And not only a field, but every square inch of the field has to go to the neighbor nearest. That's bar mitzvah. So Mamela, when it comes to karnazoil is a formula how to get maximize the vasisar hayoshav atoy potential what lies in that field. How can we best deal with this field when it's being sold? Make sure all the neighbors get it fairly. Make an X. So Avada, you understand that if two are on one side, then certainly the way it has to be sold is they can only share 1/4 each. They have to take 1/8 each because that's what their neighbor, the person on the tzofin on the north side and the person on the dorim side, they have to get their X because that's the maximum basisa v'yoshev atoiv I can extract from the sodeh. That only leaves 1/4 of the sodeh for the other two. So memeila, because it's nothing to do with an actual lekeach. Therefore, if the four bar mitzvahs come together to the moicher, because he is selling the field, the actual act of selling, taking it out of his rishus, that is what creates a din of bar mitzvah. Therefore, mela, it's understood, karnazoil, the formula applies no matter how many mitzvahim are on one border. It's not a din in the people around. Masha'en king, like the Rambam, it's a din lekeach. Bar mitzvah din in the gav the chiv of the lekeach to do barasis of yosha batoiv. In that case, he's equally meshuvah to everyone around.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.